You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
7:45. Good morning. Thanks for joining us here on WWL. Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Tommy's back tomorrow. And also tomorrow is the last day before a bunch of laws change in Louisiana based on the most recent legislative session. And several of them will affect drivers. So we wanted Trooper Jacob Pichu to join us this morning from Louisiana State Police to help us understand how things are changing. Morning, Trooper.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Let's start with the one I think that has gotten the most attention and that people are talking about the most is the fact that the legislature has now made it against the law to hold a phone or other electronic device while driving, essentially saying you can't text and drive, you can't dial a phone number and drive. While you're driving, you cannot be holding that device. How will you, the Louisiana State Police, and other law enforcement agencies across the state be enacting and working this law into how you do your jobs?
So the law did change. However, hands-free calling or GPS navigation is still available. You can do that. Obviously, if you need to report emergency, that's fine too. Or if you're lawfully parked or stopped, those are all fine, but it goes back into keeping those distractions to a minimum while you're driving, because we are seeing that increase, which is making everybody's insurance rates go up, the increase in the distractions, which leading to the crashes. School zones and construction zones, you've never been able to use your phone or have your phone in your hand in those areas, and that remains the same. And again, this is what is defined as a secondary infraction. So to explain that, it's not something, if we just see it with you or your phone in your hand, we can't pull you over for that, but it's any other moving violation. So think about it. If you're driving and you see somebody swerving and then you see their phone in their hand, that's right there. If they're swerving, not maintaining their lane, or they're speeding, or they run a red light, whatever it is, and we also see the phone, it's that secondary infraction that can lead to multiple citations in one.
So, yes, simply someone texting and driving, while illegal, is not a reason that you or any other police officer can pull them over. However, if they are not following all other traffic laws, then you can pull them over for that and add that. But the bottom line here is the goal is to get people to use all hands-free operations for their devices, right?
Correct. As we move into the future, that could potentially change. Obviously, the law has just changed. But to keep the distractions at a minimum, right? There's so many things out there that distract people. Anyways, the cell phone is the worst, and it is leading to more crashes and significant crashes. And so hopefully with this law change, we'll see a decrease in those crashes.
Yeah, and often we do see incremental changes in laws where when they're first, go into law, they are a secondary offense, and then a year later or longer, the legislature will come back and say, okay, we've transitioned now, so we can now change the law and make it a primary offense. We'll have to wait and see if that happens. I got to imagine, though, if someone is texting and driving, if someone is scrolling through social media and driving, chances are they're violating some other law by swerving or speeding or something like that. So I got to imagine that there will be a significant number of citations issued once this law changes on Friday.
I would imagine so, because we've all been in that situation where we see the person all over the road and then we see a phone in their hand.
Yeah, or they're speeding up and they're slowing down and they're speeding up and they're slowing down. And yeah, it's just one of those things. It's usually, and then you look over, that's why. Another significant change is how dark window tint can be. The legislature has allowed darker tint than in the past. Tell us about that.
Correct. So nothing changed for the rear windows. It's only those front windows, the driver and the front passenger. It went from the 40% light transmission to 25%, which matched the rear windows. And still nothing changed on the front windshield. It's basically about 4 or 5 inches at the front, the reflective. So the windshield didn't change. But those windows, which helps with any sort of where this came from, this law came from, was people who have, I know lupus was one of the diseases that was cited, as well as other forms of skin diseases, as well as migraines. And we're trying to match, Louisiana's trying to match the surrounding states so that there's not a confusion of people traveling through from coming from or going to Louisiana. And so we're trying to match those states, as well as help people that potentially do have medical conditions.
And for me, I'm glad they're changing it, because I am so tired of the stupid bright headlights in my rearview mirrors and my side mirrors that I would love to tint my windows a little more, so that at least it can take the edge off of the crazy brightness of low beam, quote unquote, headlights these days that are so, so bright. We're talking with Trooper Jacob Pischu about the laws changing. When we come back, we're going to talk about one that our audience has been very, very vocal about, and that's people riding in the left lane when they're not passing. The law is changing about that. We'll get the details after we check on WWL traffic. Talking with Louisiana State Trooper Jacob Pischu about the laws that are changing after tomorrow in Louisiana. And driving in the left lane on the highway is one of the big changes. Trooper, explain to us how things are going to be different and what drivers need to know in terms of how you and other law enforcement agencies will be enforcing this new law.
So the big change with this were the fines associated with that that citation, right? The left lane, as people refer to it as the left lane campers, that has always been illegal. That left lane is for passing on any multi-lane roadway in the state. That includes bridges like the spillway and the causeway, where we see people lined up in the left lane. You're supposed to drive in the right lane, pass in the left lane, and get back over. And what really changed, again, are those fines for a first, second, or third offense. They were just increased fines. There was a little bit in there about the potential of, like, how slow somebody was going in the left lane. But now it's anybody who is just driving left lane, not passing. It's less restrictive to be able to make a stop. And the reason is because there's a few. One of those is sometimes we have seen on divided highways where at night a distracted, a confused, or an impaired driver gets on a roadway the wrong way. And we see those head-on collisions in heading the wrong way where somebody was in the left lane and they would have eaten.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Easily avoided had they been in the right lane. Number one. But number two is it's causing congestion, which is leading to road rage. Everybody seems to be in a hurry nowadays, and everybody gets upset with those people clogging up the left lane. We need to clear that left lane and drive safely and smoothly so that the traffic can actually flow.
You know, the supporters of this say that, yes, if everyone would drive in the right lane and only pass in the left lane, then we would have far fewer traffic jams and traffic overall would move more smoothly. Others, though, who oppose this, rightly or wrongly, say that people are speeding in the left lane and that it's not appropriate to open up a lane to tell speeders it's okay for them to exceed the speed limit to pass people in the right lane. And so there's a lot of really strong feelings and opinions on this. My personal opinion is if we would just drive in the right lane and pass in the left lane, let you do your job when it comes to speeding rather than any drivers feeling like they need to slow traffic down, the world overall would be a better place.
Correct. We will deal with the speeders as needed. We are out there and looking for those egregious drivers. A lot of times when people are driving, I'm not blaming them if they're driving in the left lane slower. These faster drivers that we need to stop and we need to ticket, they're all over the road on top of the speeding, which is causing even more problems. I understand that if you're wanting to free up that lane, you think that, hey, it's giving them a free pass. Well, if they're speeding and they're going above the speed limit, we will handle that appropriately.
Anything else you want to share with folks as we look ahead to Friday's changes in a number of laws that affect us here in Louisiana?
We just want everybody to just be updated with the laws, listening to this or just reading and seeing the changes, and just know the changes, because it seems that laws change every year and all of a sudden there's something that somebody doesn't know because it's the old law. But additionally, we want everybody to drive safe, and we want to see that these distracted crashes, these impaired crashes coming down, because nobody, it's stats on a paper and numbers, but it's somebody's family member that's being affected by that. And so we want everybody to be safe. Always buckle up, stay off the phone, and watch your speed.
Trooper, thank you so much for joining us here on WWL and helping us prepare for these changes in Louisiana state law. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk with Ronald Surpass about how we can keep crime rates continually decreasing in New Orleans, as they're already at historic lows. And then in the second half of the hour, Sidney Torres of Ivy Waste joins us. Looks like he's going to be one of two companies picking up trash at the same time in the French Quarter starting Friday. How's that going to work?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker
presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.